One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
This is the podcast where the dark and creepy things we don't talk about discover a voice. This is Into the Paranormal with Tony Bruschi.
What would you do if one night you woke up and no matter how hard you tried, you couldn't move? The room around you is the same, but something feels off. Maybe it's the way the shadows seem to creep just a little closer, or maybe it's the odd, unshakable sensation that you're not alone. This is what our storyteller faced for years, an ongoing battle with sleep paralysis that left them questioning the boundaries between the dream world and reality. Was it simply a trick of the mind, or could there have been something more lurking in the darkness? And the story you're about to hear comes from someone who's been haunted by sleep paralysis since childhood. And while medical science may have given it a name, the experiences are no less terrifying. Imagine waking up in the dead of night knowing full well that you're awake, but you can't move. Your body is frozen, and your mind races. And then just when you think it can't get any worse, you hear the whispers, the mechanical voices, or the feel of someone pressing against you. This is what we're diving into today. What happens when your worst nightmares blur with reality? Is it really just sleep paralysis, or could there be something more sinister that preys on us in our most vulnerable moments? Dear Tony, I've been reading your stories for a while now, but I've never shared my own experiences until today. I'm 31 years old now, but the things I've experienced with sleep paralysis over the years are as vivid to me as if they happened last night. I've had several encounters with it, starting from when I was just 12 years old, and while some may chalk it up to a medical condition, I've always felt like there was something more going on. It started one night when my little sister and I were sharing a bed, as we often did back then. I remember waking up in the middle of the night to find the entire room glowing with this strange green light. At first, I thought it was just the city lights reflecting in through the window, but the glow felt unnatural, like it wasn't coming from outside at all. As I tried to move to get a better look, I realized something was wrong. I couldn't move. My arms, my legs, nothing was responding. It was like I was trapped in my own body. I looked over at my sister and she was sleeping peacefully, completely unaware of what I was going through. I wanted to scream for my mom, but when I tried, all I could manage was this weak, strangled whimper. Panic set in. I struggled with everything I had, trying to force my arms to move. In my mind, I could feel my fingers brushing against my shoulders, but when I looked down, my arms were still lying flat at my sides. It was terrifying. I was fighting a battle I couldn't win, and after what felt like an eternity, I finally gave in. I just had to lie there and hope it would end. Eventually, it did. I drifted back to sleep, and when I woke up the next morning, everything was fine. But the memory of that night has never left me. Over the years, I had other similar experiences, but none were as terrifying as that first one, until I was about 15 years old. We had moved to a new house by then, and I had my own room. One morning, I woke up to the sun shining brightly through my window. I was lying on my back, and once again, I couldn't move. But this time, there was something different. I felt this heavy, warm sensation pressing against my back, almost like I was lying on one of those heated massage pads. It wasn't painful, just strange. Then I started hearing them, the voices. It sounded like a room full of people talking all at once, but they weren't human voices. They were mechanical, like something you'd hear in an old sci-fi movie. I couldn't make out what they were saying, but they were speaking to each other, not to me. It felt like I had stumbled upon a conversation I wasn't supposed to hear. I wasn't as scared this time, more curious than anything. I listened to those voices for what felt like minutes before I eventually drifted back to sleep. Those mechanical voices haunted me for a while. I had another episode not long after that, but this time I was lying on my side. The warmth was back, and I could feel it pressing against my back again. But this time, there was something else. I could sense a presence behind me. I never saw it, but I knew it was there. Whatever it wasn't hostile, but it wasn't exactly comforting either. It was just there. I stayed frozen, waiting for it to leave, and eventually it did. When I was finally able to move again, I didn't feel the need to investigate. I didn't want to know what it was. Years went by without any major incidents, and I almost forgot about the sleep paralysis altogether. But then, a few years ago, it started happening again. I'm a single mom now, and one afternoon, while my son was playing nearby, I decided to take a nap on the couch. That's when it hit me again. I woke up completely paralyzed, just like before, only this time I was more scared than ever. I was afraid something was medically wrong with me. What if I couldn't snap out of it? And worse, what if something happened to my son while I was lying there helpless? I prayed harder than I've ever prayed in my life. I just wanted to be able to move, to take care of my child. Finally, after what felt like hours, I was able to shake it off. I woke up fully and rushed to check on my son. He was fine, of course, but the fear stayed with me. After that, I was constantly on edge, afraid the paralysis would strike again when I least expected it. And then it did. A few days later, I fell asleep on the same couch in the same position, and the paralysis hit me again. This time, though, it felt different. There were no strange lights, no voices, no sense of a presence. Just the suffocating fear of not being able to move. I managed to snap out of it faster this time, but I was shaken. I began to dread falling asleep, worried that each nap or night of sleep would be interrupted by another episode. My most recent encounter with sleep paralysis happened just a couple of months ago. It was a lazy afternoon, and I wasn't feeling well, so I decided to lie down for a nap in my bedroom. I was lying face down, my head resting on my right arm near the headboard. I woke up and, just like clockwork, I couldn't move. But this time, something was different. I wasn't scared. In fact, I found it kind of funny. I could see the TV remote sitting near my hand, and for some reason, I thought it would be a good idea to grab it. I figured if I could just move enough to grab the remote, I could snap myself out of the paralysis. It made sense in the moment, even though it seems ridiculous now. I struggled to reach the remote, and after what felt like forever, I finally managed to grab it and place it in the little opening in my headboard where I keep books and magazines. I was exhausted from the effort, but I felt a strange sense of accomplishment. I had beaten the paralysis, even if only by a few inches. I drifted back to sleep, feeling strangely victorious. Later that evening, I went back to my bedroom to relax for the night. I reached for the remote where I thought I had placed it, but it wasn't there. It was still on the other side of the bed, exactly where I had left it before I fell asleep. That's when it hit me. I hadn't actually moved the remote at all. It had all been part of the sleep paralysis. The sensation of moving it had felt so real, but it was all just a dream. It was one of those moments where you realize how powerful the mind can be. even when you know you're awake. And now, Tony, I know what you're thinking. This is all just sleep paralysis, right? Well, that's what I thought, too. A few years ago, I watched a documentary that explained sleep paralysis in great detail. And it was like someone was describing my life. Everything made sense. The paralysis, the strange sensations, even the mechanical voices. It was all part of the phenomenon. But here's the thing. Even though I understand what's happening, it doesn't make the fear go away. And it doesn't explain why some of those episodes felt so different. One of my friends, who comes from a Hmong family, once told me that in his culture, they believe that a black shadow comes to sit on your chest and suffocate you while you sleep, if you've been too arrogant or cocky. He had experienced something similar to sleep paralysis, but believed it was an evil spirit punishing him. I explained sleep paralysis to him, and he was relieved to know it wasn't something supernatural. But sometimes I wonder. Even knowing the science behind it, I can't help but feel like there's something else at play. The mind is a powerful thing, Tony. I've learned to manage my episodes by staying calm and strong-willed, but there's always a part of me that wonders, what if it isn't just sleep paralysis? What if there's more going on than we realize? What if those mechanical voices and that strange presence in the room aren't just figments of my imagination? Thanks for letting me share my story. What if everything you thought was just a dream was actually something more? Sleep paralysis may have a scientific explanation, but does that make it any less terrifying? And if our minds are so powerful that they can create entire experiences while we're awake, how can we ever truly know what's real and what isn't? I'm Tony Bruschi. If you want more true scary stories like this, press subscribe. We're dropping new episodes every single day.
Want more ghost stories of the paranormal? Press subscribe now wherever you get podcasts. We're dropping new ghost stories every single day, all year long. This is Into the Paranormal with Tony Bruschi.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.